Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spot After podcast. On today's podcast, we're talking about how to have a high vibration life. Now, you might be wondering, what the heck is vibration? What do you mean by that? Well, don't worry, we're going to explain all about that, what that is. But basically, if you think about it this way, have you ever been around people where afterwards you feel drained and you feel really tired? Or have you ever eaten foods and not only physically felt maybe sick to your stomach, but also your energy of how you show up in the world shifts and it changes? Well, these are things that could potentially be affecting your vibration and how you show up in the world, how successful you are, how happy you are, how healthy you are. All of that is what we're talking about today. My guest is Robin Openshaw. She's also known as the Green Smoothie Girl, and she's been on my podcast before. I've interviewed her before, but this time she's talking about something quite different. So I hope you enjoy this interview with Robin Openshaw. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started, Robin. It's so great to be interviewing you today. I know you've been busy with your book, and wow, what an amazing woman. I just have to say this. You are such an amazing woman. You're a successful businesswoman. You're a mom. You're super healthy and fit, and you're so much fun to be around.
Thank you. The best laugh.
I love your laugh. It's infectious. You have this magnetic personality, so you live this life, this high vibration life. And so I love that you have a book out now and that you're sharing this message with people. Let's start off by talking about what is it to be, have a high vibration life? What is vibration, first of all? Let's start there.
Yeah, so Einstein said everything in life is vibration. And he was saying that back in like the 1930s, early 1940s. And the world wasn't ready for it yet. And since then, what has rolled out has been more than quantum physics. You know, quantum physics has really pervaded technology and biology. There's quantum biology, this whole field of scientific work now. It's really infiltrated medicine. And as a doctor, you can probably speak to all the ways that our understanding of energies has changed medicine. For instance, in diagnostics, we have the EEG. And the ECG, we're literally measuring the energetic frequencies of the brain or of the heart. You can actually measure how high your liver is vibrating. And in treatments, probably the best application of how this understanding of Einstein's that everything in life is vibration, in treatment, probably the best example is lasers. We can focus frequencies to kill and to heal. We have cutting, killing frequencies. Those lasers can go in through a half inch incision and cut out a diseased organ and remove it. So we have much less invasive surgeries now. And then we have the kinds of lasers that heal you after the surgery. And these are just focused frequencies. And so understanding that we are made up of energies and we have an energetic field around us does so much for us. And so I'm not here to talk about what the understanding of energies has done in medicine, because there are lots of people winning Nobel Prizes for their understanding of the fact that there are vibrational waves in the cosmos. Three Americans just won a Nobel Prize for that last month. Or what's happening in medicine. I'm here to talk about what understanding your own vibration does for your own health and for your capacity to be peaceful, joyful, creative, where you get in that flow state in your work, where you wake up in the morning excited to be alive. It's not about taking an SSRI drug. It's about understanding that we are energies. And I want to give you one more quote, and that is that Nikola Tesla, after Einstein said that, is another quote that really captured me that led to my writing this book, Vibe. Nikola Tesla said, if you want the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So I remember when I tripped on that years ago, I want the secrets of the universe. That was my initial reaction. Why do I not know the secrets of the universe? What is energy, frequency, and vibration? What does that have to do with me right now? So the book is all about all of the known ways to raise your own vibration. Because when you build your cells out of higher vibration materials, for instance, and you and I can talk about food, we both have really made a career out of helping teach people how to eat. When you build yourself out of higher vibration materials, you are resonating, vibrating, oscillating at higher frequencies. And that is when you start to attract more high vibration people. I mean, people always tell us that we look like sisters, and I say, or, you know, I call us the Devilment twins, because that's a compliment to me, because you are a high vibration person. You're attracting other high vibe people. You're attracting opportunities. You're attracting more of the good stuff instead of all those low vibration frequencies like, you know, anger, fear, depression, frustration, that feeling of being stuck. Because those low vibration emotions also create a situation where we're more vulnerable to physical disease as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I completely hear you. And I think it's something that people are talking about more. Doesn't it seem like people are talking about this more now than they used to?
Because quantum physics is everywhere now. And now my book is just talking about it with regard to your own personal, very concrete, actionable health and wellness.
Right. So let's talk about some of the ways that people can actually improve their vibration. So there are a lot of different levels to this, right?
Yeah, and I like to start with the beginning. I like to start with food. And, you know, we have been evaluating our food choices based on some constructs that don't really serve us very well. So because we've all been indoctrinated by the diet cults, and they come and go. I mean, you know, now if you say Atkins diet, everybody's like, oh, that's so 10 years ago. But, you know, 10 years from now, people will be saying that about the paleo diet and ketogenic diet as well. We get indoctrinated by these food cults. I mean, you're probably barely old enough to have been influenced by this. I want to say you're in like junior high. I was more like high school, college, is the low fat cult. And all of them really focus on two major constructs that aren't particularly helpful to us. They don't really have much, if anything, to do with how healthy we are, let alone how happy we are. But our food has everything to do with how happy we are and how focused we are and how much creativity we bring to our work, to our careers. But I want to talk about the vibrational frequency of our food. And if you want, we can talk about how that can be measured, because there's multiple ways it can be measured, because we are electrical beings. We are magnetic beings. We have an electromagnetic field around us. We actually have several different energetic fields around us. And even though we can't see it with our eyes, it's absolutely quantifiable. And when we eat foods that are the two constructs, let's go back to the two constructs that people use to talk about food, is they love to slice and dice the macronutrients. And so many people are thinking about what they're eating every day in terms of how many grams of proteins, fats, and carbs they eat. So they think about macronutrients. More and more people are thinking about micronutrients. But you know, the really old way of looking at food is a 170-year-old concept called calories. And you know, all the people who were ever in the Weight Watchers, you know, way of thinking, or have gone on multiple diets, their brains are sort of captured by this idea that high calorie foods are bad, low calorie foods are good. And I would love to share with you a shopping list of the known highest vibration foods. It's 200 high vibration foods, the highest that we know of. And if you take this, print it, take it to the grocery store. People are having so much fun with this, because you should take any of those 200 foods and you could put them in salads, put them in smoothies, chop them up and put them on your main dish, but get more of those in your diet. What happens when you eat higher vibration foods is that your cells actually oscillate at a higher rate, which allows you to detoxify better, which allows you to absorb nutrition better, absorb those micronutrients better. It's not that those old ways of evaluating food are completely irrelevant. I mean, calories help the food industry standardize. They give us something to stick on the back of a package that we can all look at in an instant. We know, oh, 270 calories. But it really, that's about the limit of what calories can do for us, taking a look at that. They don't really have anything to do with whether we're healthy or whether we're happy. They just help the food industry standardize. So getting away from calories and moving towards looking at the energies of your food have everything to do with whether you achieve those exciting high vibration flow states all day, every day. It's our birthright to feel, you know, joy and love and peace and those feelings that are more grounded and far higher vibration.
So how do you measure, how do you know what the vibration of foods is?
There's several ways, and I'm undertaking a big research project that will be publishable with a PhD scientist named Beverly Rubick, and she's already done quite a bit of work, and she has these two technologies. And we're going to be measuring not only foods and things that we use to medicate ourselves with, for instance, like the essential oils that are in your skincare products, okay? I'm a huge, you know, spa doctor fan. Use your product every day. Those essential oils, which are super high vibration versus, you know, people are medicating with chemicals, will always bring your vibration down. Remind me to tell you a principle of quantum physics and why it matters for us, what kind of things we're medicating with and what kinds of things we're eating. But Beverly Rubick and I are going to be using two different technologies. One of them is with biophotonic emissions, where we are measuring the weak light coming from that comes from the food. But we're also going to measure people before and after they eat specific foods. And the reason I want to use biophotonic emissions is that it makes beautiful pictures. You can actually see physically what happens to a person after they eat a red bell pepper versus after they, you know, drink a Monster or a Rockstar. And the other technology that we'll be using is a very expensive Russian technology that she owns that uses gas chromatography. And so I want us to do work in those because biophotonic emissions is just very well known. There's lots of applications in medicine and in science. And gas chromatography also creates this spectacular visual. So, but with the shopping list, we're talking about electrical energetics. And the reason I am giving the highest vibration foods in a measurement called Hertz is that everybody knows what Hertz are. You know, in high school science, we learned that that's a measurement of electrical energy. And like I said before, we are electrical beings. That's why I am drinking this water, because it's conductive. It helps increase our vibration. That's why almost every day I try to get outside in the sun. If I'm not playing tennis on any given day, when I'm on my phone doing a work call, I'll go outside and I'll get in the sunshine. It helps us because we are charging our electrical battery. I also like to be outside on the grass. I like to get as much of me in contact with the earth for 5 or 10 minutes a day. So these are some kind of practical ideas that we help readers understand in the book. I have the first copy of it right here. So excited. It doesn't actually come out until October 31st, but so we're in pre-orders right now. I'm just so excited. And so the unit of measure that there's the most data out there on was done by a scientist named Bruce Tainio. He died in 2009, but he was using the BT3 monitoring system, which is a patented device that tells you the electrical potential, the electrical energy of food. And so let me tell you that principle of quantum physics, why this matters to you, that why this matters if you want to be healthy, if you want to be disease-proof, if you want to live to be old, but, you know, the happy kind of old, not the sick, you know, in the wheelchair kind of old. And if you want to be excited about your life and enjoying it, here's why it matters, is this principle. And that is, if you remember one thing I say today, remember this thing. A substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase. Okay, so let me say that again, because it's super important. A substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase. So let's say I wake up and I'm feeling low vibration. Maybe I drank half a bottle of wine last night. That'll lower your vibration for sure. Maybe I'm reliving negative memories a lot. Maybe I'm eating a crappy processed food diet. If I am lower vibration, one of the quickest things I can do to increase my frequencies is to eat higher vibration foods, because of that principle that a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase. Same applies to medication. Same thing applies to our skincare. Okay, if we're going to put toxic chemical crap on our skin, that gets absorbed. It's in our bloodstream. It's recirculating. It's being metabolized. It brings us lower if we are using lower vibration materials. So just to give you a couple of data points, Bruce Tinio found that a healthy human being measures, this is the second really important thing I'll tell you today, because I want people to think in terms of their vibration. I want them to change their vocabulary about how they talk about whether they're feeling great or not. You know, we always are saying things like, I didn't really vibe with him. You know, we're at a cocktail party and we meet somebody and we just like rock back on our heels. We don't, for whatever reason, it's energetic. We don't have synchronous vibrations with that person for some reason. Other times we meet somebody at a cocktail party and we're trying to figure out when we can get together next. Does this happen to you in both sides?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, it's really very energetic. And so getting really mindful of our energetics matters. So here's the second most important thing I'll tell you. And the healthy human beings that Tinio measured were between 62 and 68 hertz of energy. Okay, now let's apply that principle of quantum physics. If a healthy human being is 62 to 68 hertz of energy, what happens when we eat a hot dog that has measured vibrational frequency of 2 hertz?
That would probably go down.
Right. You got it. Very good. What happens to a human being when they drink a fresh pressed green juice made with alkaline greens and vegetables? If it measures 75 to 80 hertz.
That's higher. So it's going to go up.
Right. Very good. So these are just sort of the basics of understanding that we are energetic. And I'm sure a lot of people hear this and say, this can't be a real thing. Because otherwise, if it was, it would be on the food labels. Trust me, the processed food manufacturers do not want this coming into the understanding of how food affects us. Trust me, they do not want this, because very little that's in a package is high vibration.
It's really interesting to be talking about this, because we talk so much, you know, on my podcast and interviews and things on the health benefits of healthy foods and what it does physically to your body, and then what processed foods does to your body on a physical level, and, you know, diabetes and heart disease and obesity and all these different things, premature aging. But we don't talk very much about what it does on an energetic level or what it does to your ability to live at this vibration, which is definitely a different way of thinking about it. But I love it because it gives us more reasons to eat healthy and more incentive to do this, because not only are you going to feel better, you're going to look better, and you're going to perform better in life. You're going to have better relationships, right?
Absolutely. It absolutely affects your relationships. When you are in high vibrations, you're more forgiving. You know, one of the fastest ways to go to lose 10 hertz of energy is to sit there and replay on auto loop things that people have done to wrong you. And we've both had those things. You and I are good friends, and we have shared our trials and challenges. We're both running businesses. We are both single moms. Mm-hmm. Life isn't easy, but what's really interesting is that my background is as a psychotherapist. The data on who the happy people are does not match up with the people who bad stuff hasn't happened to them. Those two have no correlation. In fact, there may actually be a slight correlation between the people that the hardest things have happened to, because you get really, really clear about what I call protecting your vibration. When you understand energies, and that's my point with the book, is to have people get very clear on that they are energetic beings and what that means and how they're engaging in relationships with other people. But when you understand energetics, you begin to understand your responsibility to all the other living things around you, because we are, when you and I are within 6 feet of each other, Trevor, we are electron exchanging. Our atoms are actually sharing electrons. When we talk about energetics, it's not all woo-woo. It is extremely well documented by science that we are actually exchanging electrons with people that might be on another continent. That's how interesting and you know, blow your mind quantum physics and quantum biology have gotten. But we do. We talk about our health. We have started to really get clear on the fact that eating more greens and vegetables has everything to do with our likelihood of getting cancer. But I want to impress on people because as a therapist, I was never trained in any of this. This is not in the training that you get for 3 years in grad school, that what you eat and how you medicate and whether you're outside in contact with earth and charging in the sun and taking deep breaths to oxygenate has everything to do with whether you have a mood disorder too, whether you are anxious or depressed, or whether you are excited and joyful and moving forward in your life and your work and your relationships. When you are a high vibration person, you are literally energetically attracting other high vibration people and opportunities.
And that completely makes sense. And I really notice that in my life when I'm dwelling on the negative, if something bad happens and I'm just kind of stuck in my head and I'm thinking about all the different things that are going wrong, how it just seems like more and more of that piles on. And then when I'm able to shift it, and I think one of the easiest ways for me to shift it is to have some sort of gratitude or do something for someone else. It sort of just shifts me out of that. And once I do that, then I notice things start to change. And then as things get more positive, more I'm feeling more positive, more of that happens. It's interesting that we start to attract that.
Well, you said a really important thing. I'm glad you did because I haven't mentioned it. Is that the highest measured vibrational frequency of an emotion is gratitude. And with our, we have a little stash of free books that we're giving away before the book launches, and you can give a link to that if you'd like. And with it, we give away three videos that I made where people go outside and they do five things at the same time, all five of which raise your vibration. And one of them, Trevor, I'm so glad that you reminded me to bring this up, is not only are you doing some yoga, and stretches and poses for 10 minutes to wring toxins out of your spine and get things moving through because stuck energies is how disease happens, but you're also doing a gratitude meditation. And it's a meditation that I wrote and I voice it over. And I think it's so beautiful. And you can't listen to it and immerse yourself into it without increasing several hertz. At the same time, you have your bare feet in the grass if weather permits, right? We have this beautiful, I don't know how we're in the second half of October here in Utah and have it be so beautiful, Trevor, but if you can, get outside, put your feet in the grass. You're literally discharging dirty energies and you're picking up antioxidants, same as you would if you were eating healthy food. You're taking 30 deep breaths, and if weather permits, you're in the sunshine charging your battery. You do that, those five things at once. We call them the five-in-one videos. And we can give you a link for that you can put down there if or you can share if you want. But those five things at once will absolutely raise your energies 10 hertz, and it's really sustainable. Unlike a cup of coffee with all of its acids, and hey, I drink coffee sometimes. I drink organic coffee. I don't put the junky dairy products and sugar in it. I'm not going to tell you I never drink coffee, but coffee actually lowers your vibration by 10 hertz. You don't know it because you're on a stimulant and it's stimulating your nervous system. But the kind of energy you get from going out and doing those five things at once is really sustainable. It will last you for hours.
Okay. Well, so we definitely want to do these kinds of things that bring up our vibration. What are some of the top foods to eat, and what are some of the worst ones to eat?
Yeah, on the shopping list, I list out the top 200 that are the known highest vibration foods. And then at the end of it, I haven't mentioned this, there are the 45 measured lowest vibration foods. So minimize those or cut them out from your diet at all. They're going to make a huge difference. Cutting out the bad ones and getting lots more of the best ones, it's going to make a huge difference in your mood, not just your disease risk and your energy on any given day, which is worth doing it just for that, but it's also going to improve your mood. It really does. In fact, in the book, there's a 7-day detox towards the end of the book where we put you through, we give you recipes, shopping lists, and menu plans for 7 days where all of the recipes are using only the high vibration foods. And let's see, what was your question? I don't think I answered it.
The top best, just a few of them. Yeah. I know you're going to share this whole list, but just so people can start thinking about what are these foods and you know, probably, I'm guessing they're not going to surprise us, but I'm really curious to know what some of the top best and worst.
No one will be surprised to learn that plants that grew in the ground without being sprayed with chemicals, that weren't genetically modified, and, you know, that have been in the sunshine pulling up nitrogen out of the ground, and those are going to be the highest ones. But what was a surprise to me is that the highest vibration class of foods is fruit. There are superfoods that just blow everything else away. The essential oils and a lot of the superfoods are absolutely like leagues higher than everything else. And so, but I thought greens would be the highest, and fruits actually are higher vibration.
Interesting. Like berries or really any kind of fruit?
Yep. Pretty much all fruit, but organics measure higher than conventional sprayed fruit. And, you know, since my brand, Green Smoothie Girl, has been on the internet for almost 11 years now, I'll tell you, when I went on the internet 11 years ago, we didn't have all these organics. Like, it's a great time to be a Green Smoothie Girl. It's a great time to want to eat healthier, because never in the history of the world has almost anybody, if you live in any kind of suburb or city, within a 5-minute drive, most of us can drive to 5 different grocery stores and get hundreds of fruits, vegetables, greens, nuts, and seeds, these really high vibration foods. And compared to 10 years ago, not only are there 100 times more organics at Costco than there were 10 years ago, but also the price is way down. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be rich to buy organic food nowadays.
Right. Yeah. And so what are some of the worst foods? I'm guessing sugar.
Sugar, I have never seen anything in a can or any processed food in a package measure above 2 hertz.
Okay.
So canned, packaged, processed, comes from a drive-through, wasn't a plant in the ground anytime in the last 6 months. genetically modified foods measure flatline. You know, everything's in motion, right? Everything is in motion, even like dead, a corpse. If you take a little pinch of it and put under a microscope, people think you would see nothing, but you don't. You absolutely see motion. Otherwise, that corpse would never, you know, be dust to dust, ashes to ashes in the ground, right? The decomposition just makes you realize that everything is still in motion. But very, very low oscillations. And those are the foods that we want to avoid. So genetically modified foods are about a flat line. They're about zero. And the more processed it is, the lower it is in energies. So you're right. But there are higher calorie foods that are high vibration. And those would include the nuts, the avocados, some things that are higher in fats. And I'm not the first one to say that there are some higher calorie foods that are good for you, but now I'm showing you another reason why, and that is your energetics.
And so when it comes to the higher vibration foods, do you know if it makes a difference if it's grown in your own backyard, how fresh it is, or if you get it from the grocery store and it's been traveling around the country, does that make a difference?
Yeah. So if you can shop locally where you know that tomato just came out of the ground, or, I mean, obviously the ideal is to grow it in your backyard, but a lot of your audience is going to hear that and say, well, I don't have space. I live in an apartment. But do it if you can, even a small garden, even a tower garden on your patio or your whatever kind of porch you might have, or even in a window, you can grow some herbs. Herbs are such high vibration, and we off a few leaves of basil and put it in your food, you're doing your own energy a big favor. So absolutely, the longer it's in the supply chain, see, and most of us are fed by the supply chain that started a year ago, you know, or 6 months ago. And because my company manufactures foods, I mean, we like make like a sprouted broccoli chia flaxseed. And, you know, so I, because we make these products, I go to these conferences and there are whole rows at Supply Side West, Expo West of people who teach you how to be able to preserve things so you can get things that are 3 years old in the supply chain and still deliver them to the consumer. So the more I learn about the supply chain, the more I really want to counsel people, eat from the produce section, eat the plant foods. They got to you sooner because when they go bad, you can't cover that up with all these masking agents that are in our foods. And so fruits, vegetables, greens, nuts, seeds, legumes, gluten-free whole grains, all of them organic. Those are your go-tos.
Now, does gluten have a lower vibration?
No. There are actually some grains on the high vibration chart. Gluten doesn't change the vibration. It's the problem with gluten is just reactivity people have. I mean, that's obviously a whole other interview. But people ate organic, gluten ground in a pestle or sprouted, whatever, for literally the whole 3.4 million years of the problem is what we've done to the grain and all the weird hybridization. And that's why gluten has become a problem for us. I know that there's a lot of controversy out there, but that would be my take on the thing.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So it seems that exercise, you mentioned yoga, it seemed like exercise would be one of those things that raises your vibration. Is that true?
It absolutely is, but more is not necessarily better.
Okay. And so that was going to be my next question is which kind and how much helps raise our vibration?
Anything that gets you outside, anything that gives you joy that you don't hate doing, anything that isn't, I hate to say it, but there's more and more science coming out, including energetic science, that the fact that, in America, it's just like more is better on almost every level. And so, it used to be that running a marathon was just like for the really, really driven people, but no. Lots of stress on the body, lots to recover from. And those people are sort of put on a pedestal and we look at them as, clearly they're achievers. I mean, I admire them too, but I don't think they're necessarily doing something that's particularly good for their body.
Yeah.
So getting regular exercise and deeper breathing when you're exercising, because like I said, oxygen absolutely gets your cells increasing their vibration by several hertz. Just by going out and going for a brisk walk. We don't have to run marathons. So too many people think, well, I'm not running. It's do nothing or run 5 miles. How about walk 3 miles? Do something every single day, like 6 days a week.
And I love what you talk about, do something that you enjoy, because there's a lot of people that drag themselves to the gym because they go to the gym because they think it's the right thing to do. And this is what they have to do. But If you totally hate it, it's not going to be good for you. Find something that you love to do. Maybe you can do things even in your own house, set up a little circuit or whatever, make it fun, dance. I love to put music on and dance.
Zumba has got to be a really high vibration. I don't have any data on that. I'm seriously theorizing here, but
yeah.
Zumba has got to be a very high vibration, vibration raising activity.
yeah, absolutely. And then also other things like being around other people that have that high vibration, we can usually feel it. We can usually sense it when somebody, think about it. When you're with people that drain your energy and you're around them and you're afterwards, you're like, oh my God, I'm exhausted and I don't know why. Right. Those are probably low vibration frequency people, right? Or they're in that state anyway and they can shift out of it, but that's where they are.
Right. And that's the exciting thing here is that we could probably all hear that and feel a little guilty, myself included, that at tough times in my life when I've leaned on my friends, I've probably lowered people's vibration. But now that I understand this, I really consider it a responsibility to not just guard my own energetics, but be a part of increasing vibration with my work that I do in the world, with the interactions that I have with other people. And that doesn't mean that I'm Pollyanna sunshine. I still want to reserve the right to talk about challenges I'm having raising teenage and young adult children. I want to talk about my challenges running my business. Hard things happen, right? You and I chat about our businesses all the time. But what the high vibration people do when they talk about their challenges and the hard things that they've come through or that they're dealing with is they're looking for what they can extract from it that's of value. And they want to help you with that. And they're looking for that for themselves. The people that drag you down and you feel exhausted by them, and whatever time you get with them is enough, you're not seeking out anymore, those are the people who it's just an autoplay loop. They keep talking about 10-year-old and 20-year-old wrongs that have been done to them. And they're real. They're real. I mean, I'm a therapist, right? So, you know, we want to sit with people in their suffering. We want to help them. But you've been with someone where they're talking about their suffering, and whatever you say, they're not looking for a resolution and for getting unstuck and moving forward. I mean, you know that saying about lack of forgiveness. There is no way to go to a lower vibration than refusing to forgive someone who wronged you many, many years ago, and now they're still hijacking your happiness, right? It's like that saying of not forgiving someone is like drinking a cup of poison and hoping that it kills the person who gave it to you. And, you know, the Einsteinian way of looking at that is that when your energies slow down because you are bogged down by a low frequency emotional state like anger and lack of forgiveness, those go together, you're only hurting you. And when those vibrations get very slow and thick, I mean, Heart Math Institute has done really cool research for like 25 years now in energies. And if you and I, Trevor, are in a room, we would need to not be looking at each other because we might start looking at each other and think of a private joke and start cracking up, or we might smile at each other and we know each other well, so it would change our energies. Let's say we're in a room with our backs to each other. This is the kind of research Heart Math Institute has done. If you are hooked up to an EEG and I am hooked up to an ECG, your brain waves will register when I am feeling anger or hate. Your brainwaves, with your back to me, we're not talking to each other. We're not looking at each other. There is no energy exchange that most people think of or have awareness of going on. But what my energy fields are emanating when I go to a place of gratitude and love, your brainwaves will register that too. And by the way, if you are hooked up to an EEG, and they put you for 200 seconds. I have a picture of this in the book. I show 200 seconds of brain waves when the person is in frustration. And I think it's anger. And it looks like what anger feels like. It's short and thick and jagged and spiky. And then same exact person, they guide them into 200 seconds of gratitude. And the vibration that registers on their brain waves looks like this. It looks like what it feels like. It's smooth. It's flowing. It feels good, right? We love the feeling of gratitude. And that's why, is it is energetically flowing and high vibration.
Wow. I love that. That's really amazing. And, you know, it's interesting to have that kind of research and, you know, those kinds of things are being done. So I'll have to take a look at that. That's pretty cool. So Robin, tell everyone again when your book comes out, where it's going to be, and a little bit more about your book.
Okay.
So I keep thinking of people I want to give it to, but as you're talking, I want to get multiple copies and give it out to people.
Good. Awesome. Well, so it publishes on October 31st. And I'll give you a link if you want. We don't have very many left. We've already pre-sold like 7,500 books, but I have a small stash of free books if people will just chip in on the shipping of $9.95. And you can put a link to that so they're going to get a free book, all they pay is shipping, and we give them a whole bunch of cool freebies. I'll also give you a link that you can post down below of the shopping list. So get it, print it. Take it to a store with you so you get really clear on what the high energy foods are and avoid those 45 lowest vibration foods too.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll have those links up for everybody so people can get that. And definitely I think This is really different than the other things that you've done, Robin, but it makes sense because of your background and being a psychotherapist that you would come back around to this kind of work.
Yeah, so, very really cool. Exciting. I've never been more excited about any of my body of work, and I think it's potentially really life-changing for people.
Yeah, it's very different because you've been on my podcast before. I've interviewed you before, and it was we're talking about green smoothies and food, and you know, of course, we're talking about those things again, but on a very different level. So thank you so much for your interview and your information today.
Thanks for having me, Trevor.
I hope you enjoyed this interview today with Robin Openshaw. To learn more about Robin and her new book, Vibe, and how you can get your free copy, and also the food list, the shopping list that she talked about, just go to thespadoctor.com, go to the podcast page with her interview, and you'll find all the information and links there. And while you're there, I invite you to join the Spa Doctor community so you don't miss any of our upcoming podcasts. You could also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And if you haven't done so already, I highly recommend that you get your own customized skin report. Just go to theskinquiz.com. It's free, just it takes a few minutes to answer some questions, and you'll get recommendations on how you can improve your skin from the inside out. And I invite you to join me on social media on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and join the conversation. I'll see you next time on the Spa Doctor Podcast.